This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport. What is it
for? Absolutely. Listen to me.
Well,
that shows how delusional Pompeo is.
This is the same guy who said Julian Assange was essentially an actor for a state government, which there's no evidence of that. Pompeo's done a very clever job. He's a swamp creature. He's an insider. He gives just enough lip service to the Trump agenda to stay on the good side of the boss. But he is not one of us.
Well, I'm glad you bring up the big revolution up front. Clearly, you see USA Today polls, others, 80, 90% of Republicans say Trump's the leader. It seems like he's gotten stronger since they stole the election from him. And so not just the Democrats, but Republican establishment types are apoplectic, it seems, that, my God, we've only made Trump more powerful. But that's really what I get from the grassroots is, before I would get criticism by my listeners for not being more critical of Trump. Now I criticize Trump, as I always did, and they attack. I mean, they are not putting up with it now. Something's really shifted.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. I noticed that that any time you offer any mild criticism of the administration, the true, you know, the Trump base goes crazy. Now, I'm not an ingrate. I love the guy. He saved my life. There's no doubt about it. But I don't think he understood when he got to Washington how deep the swamp was, how committed to his destruction they were. I don't think he ever understood how intrinsically evil they are. He thought they were partisans. He thought they were misguided. He thought he could convince them by showing results. I mean, he's absolutely right. He built the most robust economy in our history, and the Democrats didn't care. They just want to tear it down. My favorite, of course, is criminal justice reform. The Democrats have been talking about it for 30 years. Trump actually gets it done in the First Step Act and the Second Chance Act, and all the House Democrats vote against it.
So what
That's
are they
hypocrisy.
Gonna, exactly, it is beyond hypocrisy. What are they going to do as this "miss me now, don't you" thing happens, like you said a few weeks ago at CPAC? I mean, as more distance gets on him being in office and we see more of Biden, I mean, they even came out today and said, no, we're not having press conferences because of Biden's health. He is deteriorating quickly. You and I 2 years ago, when he first began to get in the race, said he's deteriorating greatly. We got censored for it. Now, what do you see happening with Biden?
It's very hard to say because they don't show us the president. You know, I said during the campaign that you can hide a presidential candidate during a campaign. It's much harder to hide a president. On the other hand, they're doing an effective job of that. As I understand it, Susan Rice has a weekly lunch with Kamala Harris where she talks down to her and teaches her foreign policy. But Susan Rice and I think Ron Klain, formerly with Vice President Al Gore, I think they're running the country. I feel badly for Biden. This is a job he's always wanted his whole life. He now has it. But the man is clearly not vital. He's clearly not in charge.
And he's playing Mario Kart while Texas freezes.
Well, I mean, the Neanderthal quote reminded me of Hillary calling us deplorables. I mean, you don't lead by insulting half the people in the country. He's supposed to be uniting us. That was what he said. He wants to unite us. But by demonizing your opponents, just because they disagree with you, that doesn't fit the unity mantra.
That's right. He didn't bring up where we were Neanderthals with their windmills that don't work. He just said we are Neanderthals. So getting back to this love-hate relationship, I love Trump. But you and I have made the statements 100 times. I've made it on Joe Rogan's show that, hey, I love Trump, but if I was just a person that cared about money, I'd say screw Trump. He has given me a lot of heat, a lot of pain, a lot of torture. I'm not saying Trump did that. I'm saying if I was just a Machiavellian, I would have been against Trump. All you've gotten is fake indictments. All you've gotten is lawsuits. All I've gotten is similar attacks, not as great as you. So I made that statement. A year and a half ago, documentary, they cut off the proviso at the front ending, but I'm glad to do it again. I would do it again. But there is a frustration about it. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
Analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Okay, here we are, InfoWars. John Rappaport here. This hour, lots to talk about. I want to lead with this item. Tackling the climate crisis at home and abroad is the title of a Joe Biden executive order number 14008, issued on January 27th. This is extremely troubling, and I would suggest that everybody, you can find this and you can read it. And it's, you know, reading to put you to sleep. That's the point. But the blizzard of federal agencies and cabinet posts and interagency agencies and other organizations and cabinets and departments and divisions that are involved is truly awesome. And buried way down in this executive order, which in itself is troubling enough because it details all the moves that they're going to try to take to deal with the so-called climate crisis, is this statement. It's called the 30 by 30 plan. You're going to be hearing a lot more about this. By 2030, they want to, in their words, conserve 30% of all American land. Got that? This administration wants the federal government to conserve 30% of all American land by 2030, the 30 by 30 plan. Now, some people are out ahead of this, including several governors, who state that what the word conserve here really means is the government owns 30% of all American land by 2030. So let me just walk that back a little bit and still show you how menacing this is. What could the word conserve mean in the context of tackling the climate crisis, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and all of the plans of the Biden administration? Conserve would mean that the federal government would, if not directly own 30% of all American land, control it. control it, control it, control it. That means private property. We're not just talking about, you know, national parks and all. We're talking about all land. In other words, if you're a property owner, you could look forward to massive numbers of inspections and regulators and all kinds of social justice and environmental justice and energy people coming in to your property to say that in order to conserve this property, meaning to exercise federal control over your property, you are going to have to make all manner of adjustments. You're going to have to change the way you power your property. Clean energy now. Where are the windmills? Where's the solar? You're what? You're certainly not burning coal, are you? And you're running on some oil here, or there's oil involved, or they could do anything they want to. They can say, well, the electricity, you see, that you're using in your house is really dependent upon petroleum, and therefore we're making radical changes. And while we make these radical changes, you're going to have to undergo a powering down of all the energy you use to survive and to run your property and stay with us, and it's all for the benefit of humankind, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And by the way, are you employing people on this property of yours? And if so, who are they? We need to profile them to make sure that there is inclusivity, whatever. There is no limit, in other words, to the amount of regulation to conserve private property in America, which, if you want a formula for all-out socialism, there it is. It's in the document. It's in Executive Order 14008, dated January 27th. It's there, the 30 by 30 plan. Because they can say, and they do, everything is climate. Everything is the danger of so-called global warming, which I've commented on in the past. The science is not there, has never been there to prove that what the climate change fanatics are saying is true. That's a subject to be covered again another time in great detail. But what I'm covering now is the aggressive force that this administration is going to try to deploy in order to force this on everybody in America, period. And not just in America, because this is a globalist technocratic move here. And the point of the exercise is really, when you cut through all the crap, is to lower the amount of energy production on the planet. You see, this is how we save the planet. Oh, because, you see, we're using too much energy, and that energy, one way or another, is causing climate change and global warming. So we have to cut down the overall production of energy on the planet and the overall use of energy on the planet, and that's what this is really all about. And in doing so, you further destroy economies and bankrupt nations and people and businesses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, on and on and on and on and on. That's what it really is. So when they talk about conserving 30 by 30, this is what they're talking about. Imposing, see, we're going, and also in this, by the way, executive order, they talk about switching to a clean economy. That's what they're driving at. This is what's behind the COVID fraud, you see, and the destruction of economy. Soften up the population so that we can then move in with step two, which is the climate change agenda, which is now to take the people that are so weakened by the COVID operation to lock down, destroy economies, humiliate people, put people in lockdowns and chains and bankruptcy and suicides and drug addictions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But they will accept this whole idea that we are not going back and the new normal is going to be the clean economy. And so you will see in this executive order that what they're talking about here, and this is not Biden, by the way. Biden is the puppet, as you saw in the first segment, Roger Stone talking to Alex. This executive order had to be written over the course of at least a year. This is not something, oh, now Biden's president, let's write up an executive order. No, this has been, you know, in the works on the boards for a long time. What you can see here is move after move after move. We want to train the workers who are going to be thrown out of work because they're involved in oil or natural gas even, or coal, or any of the traditional forms of energy. And to bring in clean energy, we have to retrain all these people in order to have jobs in the new economy of clean energy. So this is now moving populations from one form of work into another en masse. This is not just some little business here. This is gigantic what I'm talking about. Be aware, we have to fight back against this at the state level.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T-D-R-O-P.com.
It's spend your life with Extendovite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
John Rappaport back on InfoWars. The American economy was built on energy. There was a time when disproportionately, there just wasn't any competition whatsoever for the U.S. as far as the production of energy was concerned. Way out there in the lead, a fantastic powerhouse economy. Were there problems? Yes, of course there are problems. Is environmental pollution by major corporations real? You bet. But those problems could have been and continue to be able to be solved by prosecutions. That's what the Department of Justice is supposed to be for. Environmental Protection Agency, blah, 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 is in everybody's pocket who can have a pocket. It's the Department of Justice. It's a simple thing, folks. The fungus called the federal government that has grown to be such a gigantic colossus and monster could be simplified in so many respects if you want to take environmental pollution as an example. A company is dumping poisonous toxic chemicals into a river. There's no doubt about it. You know, it's not like, oh, we think, we're not sure. There's just a bunch of people accusing them of doing this. They're not really doing it. No, they're doing it. They know they're doing it. They've known they've been doing it for a long time. They're hideous criminals. They're giving people cancer and destroying their lives. The law is there. You don't need 600 or 16 federal agencies created to deal with this. You need the Department of Justice. You need an attorney general who is not a scumbag, who is a serious proponent of actual justice. You raid that corporation. You seize its records. You talk to people. You interview people. You interrogate people in that corporation, and they begin to roll over on each other and expose their secrets that they've been hiding for a long time. You prosecute the major offenders of that corporation, and you send the people most responsible to prison for a long, long, long time. And the word gets around. You can't do that. See? That's how you deal with actual pollution. That's how you deal with destroying the environment actually. But no. The rigmarole game of the federal government has been, well, we need to create new agencies to look at the other agencies and to do the studies of the thing and this and that. And then all of corruption seeps in and the giant corporations escape punishment. And the people who are most direly affected by cancers and so forth, they die and so on and so forth. And the problems never get solved. And the offenders are not punished as they should be. The law is straight ahead and simple. You poison people, you're guilty of murder. And that's the way to solve these problems. No, but instead, we're going to erect an entire structure, vast structure of fake science called climate science, and we're going to claim that industry itself, as a generality, is responsible for heating up the planet to an unconscionable degree that's going to destroy all life within a certain short period of time. And, of course, we've passed that time several times already. Predictions of the morons and idiots as to when, you know, the final curtain was going to drop on humanity is already long past. And that's just a con, a hustle, that is provoked by the globalists and the technocrats, climate science, in order for them to gain control over countries and economies and to lower the production of energy all over the planet. So the 30 by 30 plan, the Biden plan, going to the new normal of a, quote, clean economy, all of that is a scam. The real plan is to lower energy production and lower energy use and bring the U.S. down to the level of other countries and bring the level of other countries down to never before seen lower levels of energy production and use and put the whole planet into further destruction. Humanity destruction by lowering energy production and use. That is the actual plan. So to make this plan work, because there are still millions of outliers in the forms of businesses and companies that produce energy, that want to produce more energy, they have to say, the government must conserve massive amounts of land. And what they mean is what I described in the earlier segment. The government will control, if not completely own, huge, vast amounts of private property in order to rule that all of this property has to run on windmills and solar and goopity-goop and zoopity-zop and all kinds of green energy solutions that, by design and by evidence and proof, cannot possibly replace traditional energy sources. And therefore, de facto, you get the lowering of energy production on the planet. And besides that, in addition to that, the government, and not just the U.S. government, but other governments, are holding research and patents in secret, many, many, many patents that at the very least constitute very promising alternatives, not the fake alternatives, but the actual alternatives to current systems of energy production. That would, in fact, make traditional energy systems obsolete. That would really do the job and would not require government ownership and control of vast areas of property and land, because companies would sell these innovative energy production systems very cheaply to people, to groups, to individuals, to homeowners, to property owners, to governments, to companies, to everybody. This also is real. And I will describe several of these obvious alternatives that actually exist, but are no part of the Biden plan because they actually work. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere. This is groundbreaking stuff here and very important.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off the sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Force onto the land owned by individuals, no longer controlled by individuals. We, the government, now control that. This is a Biden plan. And we're going to institute and force the use of energy systems to replace traditional energy like oil and coal and so on and so forth. And it's not going to work. It's not going to work because it doesn't work. It's not good enough. It's not strong enough. It's not powerful enough to replace the energy that we're now using. And therefore, well, our real goal, which is to lower energy output and lower energy use and drive people further and further down into defeat, is going to take hold. Whereas there are real alternatives that do work. We're not going to use those. And I just want to describe a couple of these that are obvious. One is water turbines. They're there. They're useful. In fact, going back many, many, many years, near the U.S.-Canadian border in the northeast sector, there was a project that was launched, or they tried to launch it, that John F. Kennedy was very interested in when he was a senator, before he was elected president, because there was an inlet there on the coastline where the tides from high to low was very significant. And if you put water turbine there, it would drive the turbine and you could produce electricity. That would power local communities and be a significant amount of energy. And since that could work, just think of all the areas around the world where you have the same situation along coastlines. You could produce massive amounts of energy. It's there. It's there to be done. The technology is available. And people say, well, it's not cost effective. Yes, it is. If you realize, I mean, do you have any idea the tax loopholes and the sweetheart deals that were deployed by the government in order to finance nuclear energy? And for a tiny fraction of that, you could enable water turbine energy around the planet? Of course it's available. Of course it's there. But that's not part of the plan, you see, for the new normal, because it actually works. And if you increased it, if you just kept on doing this, coastlines all around the world, you would be producing enormous amounts of electricity, clean electricity. Not only that, but in research that I was doing maybe 15 years ago, I found a company that was even selling small water turbines that may still be in existence that you could put in rivers. And these little turbines would operate to produce electricity for local communities all along the rivers everywhere around the world. The other system, of course, is hydrogen energy. No secret. It's there. And it can be made cost effective. Experiments have been done. It's available. The safety can be worked out. People, oh, well, you could get explosions. Now let's go back to the Hindenburg. No, we're not living in that era anymore. Newsflash. Hydrogen power can be done safely. But you see, that's not the plan, because they don't want, the enemy does not want to produce. There's what the turbines, those who are watching. Yeah, beautiful. The enemy does not want to produce more energy, because that would be a prosperous, abundant planet. That's not the objective here. So when they talk about conserving 30% of the land in America by 2030, they're talking about destroying the energy capability of that land, essentially, and taking it over either through external control or actual ownership from private property owners to lower energy. I hope you're getting this. There are millions of people out there who at one time or another have been vitally interested in true alternative energies and have been researching them and reading about them, and there are entrepreneurs out there in untold numbers who have been starting companies and creating different systems of energy production. And among these, there are some who have created companies that have workable energy systems that are cheap and plentiful and abundant and available and can be sold according to the free market, what is left of it. Don't need gigantic governments to move in and say, well, yes, we just discovered that water turbines work, and so we're going to take over the entire industry. No, 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 no. Or hydrogen. Well, we're going to take over all of hydrogen. No, no, no. Private companies do. They sell it cheaply, without red tape, without, you know, deals, back-end, backdoor deals, and corruption and all that. No, it's clean. The deals are clean. Here's the energy. This is what we're charging. You can afford it. Buy it. Here it is. That's what I'm talking about. And I'm not even going into the esoteric Tesla patents and records that were seized by the FBI when Nikola Tesla died and so much else in the so-called alternative energy field. But this has been the covert op all along, as uncovered by Patrick Wood, Technology Rising. He traces the beginning of the technocratic movement back in the early 20th century in America. And one of the vital points that Patrick makes is that these engineers who wanted to run society in terms of it being a gigantic machine in which you would plug people in as cogs and units into the machine, see, for the good of all, was they wanted the ability to monitor in real time, moment by moment, the total energy production in the world and the total energy usage in the world. In order for them to regulate it and control it. But they didn't have the technology to do that, and now the technology exists with computers, with algorithms, with AI, with this and that and the other things. So the technocrats believe their day has arrived. But the thing is, these technocratic globalists are not there to help you or me or anybody. They are not there to say, we can sell, we can outfit companies, startups, so that they can sell abundant energy to the world for pennies on the dollar. That is not their plan. That is the most effective and efficient and humane plan, but it is not their plan. Their plan is to say, no, 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 no. The government must come in and do all of this kind of energy production and usage, monitoring and controlling for the entire planet. Thereby, that will allow us, the technocrats, to lower, lower, lower energy production and use for everybody till everybody is completely reduced.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542.
We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, John Rappaport, last segment here. So to sum up, we're in an energy war. That's what this is all about, the energy wars. Do you want to geometrically increase the amount of energy available to everybody everywhere? Or do you want to sit on it, crush it, reduce it, and make people devastate? The globalist technocrats want to do the latter. They want to lower, crush, reduce, depress, contract. The free people want more energy. And there's a meeting point here, see? Your energy and all energy available on the planet have a merging point. Your personal energy. Your energy to fight for freedom. To embody freedom. to be free, to spread the truth, to have more energy at your disposal. And then when we're talking about energy like turbine energy and hydrogen energy and other forms of energy and oil and whatever, energy systems that actually work for production, for light, for heat, for transportation, for everything that happens in the world. We're talking about that level of the energy war, which is the free people against the technocrats and globalists. It's all the same war. And if you see that and you get it and you understand it, how these two things are linked together, the personal and the political, you see a picture wherein you can make your stand and you can do something, something major. What you have to decide, and I'll give you in the time remaining a target, the governors of the states in the United States. And when I say target, I mean waking them up. There are a few that are already waking up. You can see that in Florida, South Dakota. Kristi Noem has been awakened for quite some time. Ron DeSantis in Florida. Abbott is sort of waking up in Texas. Other states are following suit as they're starting to throw off the insane COVID imprisonments. But there are things they have to understand, as I've been discussing in this last hour here, about energy and the energy wars and the 30 by 30 plan and so on. And the forms of energy that are already available in the free market. Hydrogen energy. Water turbine. Fantastic sources of energy. And here's a memo that you can distribute to your governors. You can make them see what is happening so that they wake up, more of them, because it's going to be very hard for the federal government to just come down on all the states in America and say to all the governors, you're just our slaves and there's nothing you can do about it. No, don't buy that crap. That's not necessarily the way this has to play out. The governors can stand there and look at Washington, D.C., as a few of them have, and say, uh-uh, baby, you're not going to do that to us. We're not buying that. We're not buying this one. We're not buying that regulation. No, 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 no. We're not. And the more governors that wake up and stand tall, the federal government is going to be shackled. They're not going to know what to do. But the states and the people in those states have to assert their energy, their power, their freedom in order to make this work. And here's one of the items that I'm going to leave you with here. I've talked about this before on the show. Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, is a governor that all the other governors should talk to. He figured something out. Number one, as he opened up the economy of Florida, he knew, and so did his public health department, that they were going to be attacked on three fronts, three. The number of COVID cases, the number of COVID deaths, and the number of COVID hospitalizations. And if the press, the media, and the federal government and the CDC could come down on him in Florida and say, whoa, case numbers are going up, COVID deaths going up, COVID hospitalizations going up, you got to lock down again. It was going to be very tough for him to fight that off. But, and pay attention, screw in your brain real tight. He got a piece of knowledge, Ron DeSantis, Governor of Florida. And that is, as I've described, that the labs in the U.S. that do the COVID testing run the COVID test at 40 cycles. What does that mean? That means that, roughly speaking, they magnify the test sample taken from the patient in quantum leaps 40 times in order to hunt for the virus. But over 35 cycles, 35 quantum leaps, the test is meaningless, it's useless, as Anthony Fauci has admitted, and therefore it spits out massive amounts of false positive results, and people are told they're infected when that's a complete lie. Stay with me. Screw in your brains here. Come on. Well, Ron DeSantis figured out that if he forced the labs to say how many cycles they were using in running the PCR tests in Florida, he could make them reduce the number of cycles and reduce the numbers of false positives. That would reduce, truthfully reduce, the COVID case numbers, the COVID, so-called COVID deaths, and the so-called COVID hospitalizations in Florida. And therefore, the attacks launched against him for opening up the economy would have no chance to fly in Florida. And if all the other governors in the U.S. understood this and talked to DeSantis, they would see the strategy for opening up their economies and fending off the attacks of the vultures and the feral dogs of the press and the media and the federal government and the CDC and the World Health Organization. They would understand how to do it. It's there. Got an article coming out at No More Fake News in another day or two about this. But that's something that you can do. Alert the governors. There's a way to reopen the economies and fend off the attacks of the vultures and the globalists. It's all about the test, folks. And the tests and the COVID restrictions and all of that, just another method to make people afraid, make them hide behind their masks, make them think that they're weak, that they have no energy. Telling you, we're in an energy war. These are the energy wars we are fighting. Do you have enough energy? Do I have enough energy? Do we have enough energy to overcome the technocrats who want to control all the energy and reduce it and reduce it and destroy it? In a nutshell, that's their strategy. And that's our opening. And that's what freedom is all about. The freedom to access more and more of your energy in the battle and war for freedom. That's where we are. That's what this is. That's what we're in the middle of. And so when you feel, oh, I don't have enough energy, I don't know what to do, and we all feel that at times, realize that's what's going on. That you have to find sources of greater energy to win the war, the energy war that we are in for freedom and all that that implies against the technocrats and against the globalists. That's what we're doing. That's where we are. That's what this is. That's what this is all about right now. In 2021. John Rappaport, see you next time. Thank you.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.